Men in minis. This was the reaction by some Dutch protesters to recent mass sexual attacks in Germany, taking a stand in skirts. But will it solve the problem? Joining me in the now is Iban Trainholm, a journalist who was an editor and radio host at the Danish broadcasting company. She's with us from Copenhagen. Iban, I get the message about women. They are not the problem. What message will this send to the men who attacked?
Well, when we see this video, it's exactly the core problem. Men in Europe, many men are acting like women, and those men from those foreign countries, asylum seekers, they don't respect women. So when men act like women, I mean, we do have a problem because we have no masculine power in our society to fight back this male aggressive culture.
But this clip that we've shown, to be clear, was in Holland. It was a small, relatively small protest. This doesn't necessarily represent all of European men.
Well, I think if you look at our politicians, they're very soft. They're like mothers. I mean, they are embracing, they're inclusive, and they talk about how we should embrace refugees. Of course, we should help people that are in need. But, I mean, they can't deal with the rapings, they can't deal with terrorism. So, I mean, European politicians look very weak, and that's because our culture has become feminized. This militant feminism that has been going on for decades, now we see the consequences that many men here are brought up to be women and think like women and be soft-minded.
But and that, is what Europe is about. That is part of European qualities that the European Union promotes. It talks about promoting at least all the time. And these refugees are coming to Europe. Shouldn't they adapt to that?
Well, I think that was not what Europe used to be. I mean, normally we have had like male hero virtues. And, you know, a culture needs to be balanced. It's fine that we have women's rights, and I really defend them. But I think a culture to be balanced and to work out well, you need to have both the masculine part and the feminine part. And now the masculine part is lost, and we see the consequences. We see how the postmodern values are just a construction, and it's a very fragile fundament. And now we see that we don't have any male that can stand up, who can fight back those male aggressions that we are facing. So the vacuum that feminism has created means that women are becoming victims of those male aggressions.
One could argue, though, that fighting or standing up or being strong isn't exactly going to solve problems. A lot would argue that strong male, like you say, leaders might be more inclined to start wars, to fight, to build conflict.
Yeah. I see, I get your point, but the problem is that we see those physically attacks, violence that is coming into our society. So, I mean, like back in time in history, you have to fight back. I mean, it's just reality. Maybe this secular humanism is just an illusion because it doesn't work. I mean, we see that women are threatened in many centers for people that come as refugees. We have violence against Christians, rapings. I mean, and our politicians don't know how to deal with it. You see that the terrorist has the upper hand. Our leaders cannot protect our culture because they don't know how to be masculine. They don't know how to fight back because they don't dare to. And I think it's a huge problem. So we need a sort of male revolution. And it's just as important as the struggle for women's rights back in the 60s.
What does that exactly mean, a male revolution? We need a fight, you think, for male rights in Europe?
It's very simple. It means that men needs to take responsibility to go back to the old male virtues, to defend the women, the children, and the culture. Because now, I mean, this postmodern project is dead. It doesn't work. And if we continue to be like soft and we have this idea that there is no evil, everybody is nice, if they just get a car and a job and they get well integrated, everything is fine, it's not going to work. So
isn't
if we
that
don't
going,
stand up for our values...
Isn't that going back with all we've fought as a woman, as women, isn't that going back to say that only men can protect and run Europe? I mean, a lot of people would argue that Angela Merkel is a much stronger leader in a sense than François Hollande.
Well, look at reality, the reality that she has no control. I mean, that aggressive males are raping German women in the streets. And where were the men? There were no German men to protect him that night. I mean, I really wonder, where were the men to protect those women? So, it's good to have strong women and female values. But if it's unbalanced and you have no masculine force in the society, it's going to break down.
Right, but the mass rape shouldn't be happening in the first place.
I'm sorry, I
couldn't... The mass rape, the violence shouldn't be happening in the first place. These are guests, essentially, who Europe has welcomed.
I'm not so sure, because those people from those countries, they have a different culture, they have a different religion, and they only respect strong men. They don't respect women, and we need to look at reality. This is the reality. They don't respect women. They look at women as weak. And when the politicians are trying to be inclusive and all-embracing, for them it's just weakness, and we have to deal with that. It's weakness. So if we want to go on like this, I mean, it could be, you know, a catastrophe for our culture, because, I mean, maybe we cannot win this fight, and we're going to be taken over by somebody else and another culture.
You've written recently, I want to point this out, to these individuals, I assume you mean refugees and migrants in Europe, strong European women are easy and easy victims. They have respect only for strong men, and strong men aren't exactly thick on the ground in Europe. You've made this point, but isn't this a little bit of victim blaming here?
No, I think it's just looking at reality. I mean, we see that we need somebody to protect those women, because obviously they cannot protect themselves. I mean, they were victimized, because they
Should
were
they
victims of this
Should they have to protect themselves against mass rape on the streets of their country, of their home?
You know, I would love to see women be able to protect themselves, but the reality, at least this for this crime or this event, it did not happen. And now I know from people living in Germany that many women are scared to go out in the street at night, and we don't want a society like that. So men need to muster up and go back to the old virtues to protect people. And I don't think that women are, you know, being weaker because men are protecting them. I think it's just the balance we need in our society. And it's a huge problem on many levels, that men has been brought up by women that wants them to become women. And many men today in the European society, they're very insecure about their own masculinity. And it means that society is going to be unbalanced, because there is a certain order in this world. And it's based on the kind of complementarity between masculine and feminine. And if one part is lost, I mean, there will be consequences. Like before, when the women were suppressed, that was not a good thing either. So you need to keep the balance. And so we have to go back to you know, trying to build up again a manly culture.
All right, balance, I can agree on. Iban Trenholm, a journalist who is an editor and radio host at the Danish broadcasting company in Copenhagen. Thanks so much for being in the Now.